Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the stories of those that have had great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of the incidents, that how they would desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama give an example of a person is running a marathon. Person is running a marathon. As he's getting closer towards the finish line, then that excitement is growing more and more. Why the excitement is growing more and more now is because all that hard work is now coming to an end and coming to that finish line. So now a person starts pushing a little bit more faster also, so he can reach that finish line quicker. So therefore, as a person is progressing towards death, that is actually like the finish line for a person who's making effort in this world. So as he's getting closer to that finish line, now he starts pushing a little bit more. Not that he goes in a retirement mode as far as deen is concerned, but he pushes a little bit more and pushes more, so that more he can get out more as far as this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him in this dunya to prepare for akhirat. So the desire, one is the desire and excitement also of reaching that goal, that reaching that finish line. That excitement is there, but at the same time also a person also thinking to himself that I've got a little bit of time left now, let me try and focus more and put more efforts as far as my akhirat is concerned. So continuing with these incidents, they give us a little bit of a encouragement that how these pious look forward to death and how they wished for death. So in some small way, if we can also have the desire and we can also prepare for that finish line that is to come. And Abdullah ibn Abi Zakariya, rahmatullahi alayhi, annahu kana yaqulu lu khayyirtu bayna an a'mura 100 sanatin fi ta'ati Allah wa an uqbada fi yawmi hadha wa fi sa'ati hadhihi la ikhtartu an uqbada fi yawmi hadha wa fi sa'ati hadhihi shuqan ila Allah wa ila rasulihi وَإِلَى الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abi Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if I were given the choice of living for 100 years in Allah's obedience and my soul being taken away from me today or at this very moment, I will choose to have my soul taken away today or at this very moment. What he tells us, he was a person that was in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was a person that was looking forward towards maut. Yeah, if I was given an opportunity to live 100 years, and what kind of 100 years? 100 years in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such 100 years if I was given that opportunity, or I was given that opportunity of passing away now, if it was a choice, hypothetical question, if it was a choice, I would choose to pass away right now. And then he explains why. This is out of my yearning to go to Allah ta'ala, to meet Allah Pak, to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to meet Allah Pak's righteous servants, to meet the pious. That strong desire I got, imagine I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm going to get the chance to meet all the pious of the past, so many pious people that lived in the past, all the names of all the pious, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Tabi' Tabi'een, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, and all the pious awliyaullah of the past, I'll get a chance to meet them. So therefore my yearning and desire is to meet them, so therefore I'll desire to pass away immediately. It's a hypothetical, but to show us that what love he had to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious. An Ahmad ibn Abi al-Khuwari qala sami'atu Aba Abdullah al-Albaji yaqulu law khuyirtu bayna an takuna fi dunya mundu yawma khuliqtu atana'amu fiha halalan la as'alu anha yawma al-qiyamati wa bayna an ukhraja nafsi as-sa'a la ikhtartu an tukhraja nafsi as-sa'a ama tuhibbu an talqa man tuti'. Hazrat Ahmad ibn Abi al-Hawari said that I heard Abu Abdullah al-Baji rahmatullahi alayhim saying that if I were given a choice of having the world from the day I was created in such a way that I could enjoy all that is lawful in it without being taken to account for it on the day of resurrection. So what he's saying something very ajeeb. He said that if the dunya was offered to me, and not just offered to me this world, but offered to me in such a way that I could enjoy all the pleasures of the dunya in a way that Allah is happy. In other words, halal. Completely halal. I can enjoy the dunya from the day I was born. If that offer was given to me, that you can enjoy all the beauty of this world, meaning without any difficulties of the dunya, without any hardships, without even disobeying Allah. So just enjoyment and enjoyment and enjoyment. If this world was offered to me like that, from the day I was created in such a way that I could enjoy everything that is halal without being taken to account for it on the day of Qiyamah. Or the second option that I was given, if my soul being removed right now, he said, I would prefer that my soul be removed right now. And then he asked a question to his companions that were there, that wouldn't you love to meet the one whom you obey? That wouldn't you love to meet that person who your whole life you obeyed? This shows us and teaches us something, that that love and that desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be growing in us all the time. Ulama explained so beautifully that the person, when he is exposed to just 1 second of akhirat and the beauty of akhirat at the time of death, just that 1 second, that all the difficulties that he experienced through his whole life, whatever difficulties he may experience, moments of sorrow, moments of sadness, moments of pain, moments of sickness, whatever difficult financial, physical, mental, whatever difficulty he experienced in this world, one exposure to the pleasures of Jannah, all those difficulties are forgotten completely. And on the other hand also, all the pleasures that he enjoyed of this world, the best of the all he experienced in this world put together, that one moment of Jannah will overtake all those experiences. And ulama explained that if you take the enjoyment that the person goes through on Eid day everyone is so excited, so happy, everyone is meeting everyone, there is an excitement and happiness that Allah puts in the hearts of the believers. To take all that Eid, the excitement that the person experiences on Eid day, and multiply it by 1,000. In other words, the excitement that a person receives on Eid day times 1,000. 1,000 Eids, the excitement that a person receives. More than that is just one moment a person experiences at the time of death. That is the excitement Allah Pak puts in the heart of a believer at the time of death. More than 1,000 Eids, the excitement and the joy that he experiences, everything of this dunya is forgotten. All the hardships and even all the benefits also completely forgotten from what he sees in the beauty of akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we bring yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.